844-967-2789. Evan, I have a feeling you're not going to be surprised by what I got pulled for the most Wisconsin headline.
I don't like surprises, Luke.
I don't think you're going to be surprised. Don't worry. But before we get to that, something Francesca and I were alluded to in our conversations, and this one came up to me, is investing in young people. And Republicans so adamantly against childcare, being able to fund universal school lunch and breakfast, and all of the various things. The attacks on education, telling schools and libraries what books they can and cannot read. It's baffling to me why Republicans are so shocked that they come up with theories like indoctrination. It's the schools are indoctrinating these young people. It's not that our ideas are terrible. It's the indoctrination at our schools. And the headline came across in preparing for today's show. And it's an interesting headline because it doesn't really allude to the body of the piece, but kind of does. The return of the emerging Democratic majority? ? This is over at New York Magazine, written up by Eric Levitz.
Emerging Democratic majority?
Yeah, you got that upwards inflection. Good job. Good job, ye. But essentially, it talks about how Zoomers, the Generation Z, Zoomers, and Millennials are now to the point where we are the largest voting bloc for demographics here in Wisconsin. Excuse me, the country. And so the rise was first seen in 2018 when in a midterm election year, which typically tends to have lower voter turnout, it was surprising how many young people came out to vote in 2018, and goes into something that we talked about a lot here on Dueling Tangents all last fall, is the lack of the red wave that was supposed to be in this most recent midterm election, 2022. And so, talking about the demographic changes to be able to explain why the electoral results of 2022 were against the standard trend. Typically, in the midterm election, the party that is in the White House, the political party of the president, tends to fare poorly compared to the out of the White House party.
To my mind, I mean, it was a frenetic 4 years. It was intense. I mean, that he wore people out. 45 wore people out. I mean, the constancy, if that's a word, just how intense it was.
Yeah.
Never ending.
And 2022 was going to be a jump away from that, Evan. He was not on the ballot. He was not on the ballot in 2022. He did endorse a lot of candidates. So through extension, he was on some ballots, you could say. Tim Michaels, the Republican nominee for governor here in Wisconsin, was very excited to have that endorsement throughout the primary, and then the day after the primary, tried to get rid of it. But there's been a lot of conversation. There's going to be a lot of analysis still going forward about the 2022 numbers, how we got to where we are, why the effects were not what it was not. Past was not prologue in 2022. There were trends that were tossed. Those trends did not see. And yes, Republicans still won back the House of Representatives, but they did not fare well in statewide elections or elections for the U.S. Senate. And so this piece over at the New York Magazine discusses why those trends may be the case and why Gen Z and millennials may be voting the way that they are. So the opening of the piece goes through a lot of analysis. Specifically from the Democratic data firm Catalyst. It points to another critical factor of why those trends were bucked. And it's the political ascendance of millennials and Zoomers. America's youngest adult generation has been integral to the 2018 blue wave. Millennials saw their turnout rate surge from 22% in 2014, in that midterm year, to 42% 4 years later, in 2018. The oldest Zoomers became eligible to vote in that midterm for the first time, and they cast ballots at a rate higher than millennials or Gen Xers had in their respective first midterms. Critically, Zoomers and Millennials collectively cast more than 60% of their votes for Democrats, helping the party win the national House vote by a landslide margin.
And I was shocked, right?
That was back in 2018.
Yeah. A lot of people were really, really impressed, you could say, at the turnout.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I try and sort of temper the excitement, that frenetic, antisocial energy that the GOP has been bringing. I mean, there's a counterweight to it. People are going to get uncomfortable with it. People are going to want to do something about it, you know? The timing was almost sort of perfectly metered to get people to the polls.
Right. And you know? So discussed that this was an ominous development, in this reading from the piece, it was an ominous development for the GOP. Still, Republican operatives could comfort themselves with a pair of thoughts, two thoughts. First, while America's rising generations might turn out in historical high numbers to rebuke President Trump, their participation was bound to fall sharply once politics grew more banal. And second, though millennials and Zoomers were currently the least Republican generations that America had produced since Lincoln's time, they would surely age into a more ordinary partisan distribution. But in 2022, we saw that was not kind thinking. Or it was not kind to the wishful thinking of those two thoughts. And so we've seen now. And now there's a question of whether or not those anomalies of 2018 and 2022 of higher voter turnout among younger generations is now going to be the trend rather than an exception to the rules.
Not even an exception, right? A response to that intensity, once again. As things cool down a little bit, I would expect the numbers to cool down as well. That's my take on it.
Well, and interestingly enough, Evan, that's the take of this piece too. It is not surprising the millennials have retained their exceptionally strong Democratic lean even as they've exited their youth. Although cohorts do tend to grow a bit more conservative when or if they have children and buy a home, most voters' political affiliations are cemented in adolescence and early adulthood when a myriad of other aspects of their identities are forged. Millennials spent their formative years watching George W. Bush preside over catastrophic wars and an economic disaster, while his party embraced soon-to-be-discredited social crusades, such as opposition to gay marriage. And millennials were also raised by parents who were markedly more social liberal than the boomers' forebears. It is therefore unsurprising that the generation has proven durably hostile to a Republican Party that refuses to abandon the culture commitments of America's white evangelical minority. And so I think that in really well summation sums up how we got the midterm election results that we had in 2018 and 2022. And we can continue to see these cultural fights just being picked up by the Republican Party here in Wisconsin and around the country. Bud Light, Mr. Potato Head, Dr. Seuss, these cultural wars that they want to wage, that they want M&Ms.
It wears people out.
M&Ms.
It's fun for a little while.
It's not even fun for a little while, Evan. Yeah. Most of the time, I'm just scratching my head and I'm saying, where is this coming from?
It's fun for them, you know? It's a morsel to chew on for a little bit, but your dog gets tired, right? Yeah. You can't chew all the time.
Yeah.
24/7 for years.
So this piece is an excellent, again, long-form journalism over at the New York Magazine. I highly recommend it. It is a fascinating piece talking about the specific trends, because this will be a topic that we'll continue to talk about here on Dueling Tangents, is whether or not 2018 and 2022 were outliers or the beginning of a new trend. Because a lot of folks... Evan, we were called crazy here on Dueling Tangents during the 2022 midterms. I'm talking about how I did not think it was going to be a red wave. I talked about it. I was receiving the data. Simon Rosenberg, a political scientist that I was following very closely, was talking about a lot of these trends and a lot of this information back in October and November leading up to those midterms. And you had people calling in, no, it's going to be a red wave. Tsunami.
Yeah, I saw people cooling off too. You know, I didn't get the same data you did, but just... because things got pretty spooky for a little while there, around 2018, you could see it. You could really see it around, right?
Yeah.
Where I lived, you could see it. You know, more flags. People doing these little, not parades, but just driving around the block, driving around town for a few hours, you know, with a bunch of flags up, music blasting. It was this sort of really weird energy.
Well, and, it's interesting because the Let's Go Brandon signs that I've seen in my community, they're gone.
Yes, they are.
They've been fading away. They've been leaving. And so it's going to be interesting to see when, it seems like he's going to be back on the ballot this time. All signs are pointing to a 2024 rematch between former President Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
And DeSantis. That's weird, man. That's weird.
Do you think?
I don't know. I just don't. He has a lot of money. He's got that going for him, which is nice.
I think he has
no charisma. Goodness gracious.
He has negative charisma.
Yes, he does.
He has negative. It's not that he has no charisma. He has negative charisma.
Yeah.
But I think he's been delaying an announcement for president because I think he's second guessing it.
He's been trashing Trump. That's the thing that sort of...
You could still do that as governor of a state, though. You don't have to be a presidential candidate.
It just seems
that.
Rather aggressive, you know, if you're not going to be...
I don't think he's been nearly aggressive enough. I don't know. If he truly wanted to jump into that race, I think you have to come out swinging. You have to take the talking points that Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, is using, saying that you got to punch Trump right in the mouth.
Well, he threw a Charlie horse. That's how I see it. Threw a Charlie horse.
I don't even know if there's anything been that strong. I think the pudding fingers remarks that DeSantis has been labeled with is the hardest punch I've seen in any hypothetical Republican primary so far. But it is interesting to see if Ron DeSantis does announce. But even...
Because I wouldn't know who else it would be. That's really the only thing.
If you're given the choice, though, between Coke and Diet Coke, Evan, one are you picking? Which one are you picking? Are you picking Coke or Diet Coke? If you're a fan of Coca-Cola, are you going to pick Coke or Diet Coke?
Coke.
Right. Coca-Cola. And so if you're a Republican voter that's a fan of Donald Trump, you're not going to take Donald Trump light in Ron DeSantis or any of the other GOP governors that would try to imitate and impersonate Donald Trump and be like, I'm Donald Trump without the baggage. If you can vote for Donald Trump, if you're a Trump fan and you have that option in the GOP primary, which all signs are pointing that he is going to be the front runner in that primary, Republican primary voters are going to vote for Donald Trump.
Sure.
It does not seem like any of the other alternatives are making the case. And then you've got Trump back on the ballot again. So then it's not a midterm like 2018 or 2022 when his name's not on the ballot. It is an instance of 2020.
Gotta say, though, the last month has been pretty nice. He's been taking some hits.
It'll be interesting to see. We'll continue to keep an eye on that primary as well. We're going to get to the most Wisconsin headline of the week coming up next, as well as your phone calls. You can call or text 844-967-2789. It is a Friday afternoon here on Dueling Tangents. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents there. Keep up with the show after we end at 3 o'clock.
What's Elon doing, do you think?
I think he's just running a social media company into the ground. Folks, share your tangents with us on this Friday afternoon, 844-967-2789.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186. All in two wins, Gingras Thompson & Wachs,
GTWLawyers.com. Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite, and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
2.7 WMDX.
It's Friday, 'cause I've been working all week. I've got a feeling inside me, a feeling like
welcome back to Dueling Tangents. You can share a tangent with us in our final segment of the week, 844-967-2789. Again, the number to call or text, 844-967-2789. And it's time for the most Wisconsin headline of the week. Evan, I'm a little upset about this one, but boy, I think we are probably the only state where this can make such a major headline. Maybe there's one, two other states that would have it, but you got any guesses of what I saw this week as the most Wisconsin headline?
I do not, man. I don't. I know some cliches. I know some Midwestern stereotypes, but no. Give it to me.
After 87 years, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is getting a new name.
Ooh, yeah.
Do you see this one?
No, I don't like this.
You didn't see that Oscar Mayer's going to rename the Wienermobile?
I don't like this at all.
It's going to be called the Frankmobile.
Oh, the other name's like misogynist or something. Like they're...
No.
You're going woke on us, Luke.
It's not even going woke. It's an ad campaign. Very similar to how Planters decided to kill Mr. Peanut. They're just... they're trying to come up with a little bit of marketing and... American meat and cold cut producer Oscar Mayer has changed the name of its famous Wienermobile to the Frankmobile. The company, whose history in Madison spans 100 years, says the change is reflective of the hot dog recipe it will be releasing this summer. Since 1936, the hot dog themed Wienermobile, whose drivers are known as hot doggers, has been used to promote Oscar Mayer products. The Frankmobile mostly resembles the Wienermobile, except for a decal displaying the new name. So it's going to have 100% Frankfurters, essentially, now. It's going to be the Frankmobile. And I feel like if they wanted to change it, they could have made it Frank the Tank.
Yeah, I like it. Even though, isn't that... I think that references, like, a pretty terrible, like, crime spree that happened on the West Coast. Yeah,
really?
A guy built a tank in his garage. This is a tangent for us. I wish I had the story in front of me.
You're the true crime professional here on Dueling Tangents.
Yeah. A disgruntled man sort of huddled out in his home and over the course of like months and months and months built a tank. You know, he built a transmission and the frame for it and all the armor
plating. He put
plating.
Together a tank.
Yes. And then he went on, I don't believe anybody got hurt or died.
With a tank involved? That's surprising.
Well,
then.
He just
a homemade
town.
Tank.
Yeah, running streetlights over, you know, and damaging cop cars. Like it was a pretty intense.
It's a pretty intense. You want to know what I think of when I hear Frank the Tank?
I know what I. Well,
I think of the old school with Will Ferrell.
Yes.
Will Ferrell going streaking Frank the Tank
it
as
here somewhere.
Yes, in the movie Old School, and that's the only thing that I can think of. But I feel like changing it from Wienermobile to Frankmobile just to promote a change in the recipe for the hot dogs that Oscar Mayer is producing, I guess if you're looking for a marketing ploy, you can go with it. But
nobody
at the
wins
same
here,
time,
man. Nobody wins here.
At the same time, this is a pretty Wisconsin headline to see that the beloved Wienermobile is changing its name for marketing reasons. And this submission brought to us by William Walter. I wanted to talk about it on Wednesday, and Will said, "No. You need to save that one for the most Wisconsin headline of the week." So that was Will's submission, and it is my winner for this week, because by far, very interesting to see that this is what's making headlines, is the marketing ploy for Oscar Mayer. Folks, if you want to share a tangent with us here in the final minutes of the show for the week, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. You got something there? Oh, okay. All right. You're signaling to me that you got something.
I'll be back in a moment.
Oh,
I won't leave. I'm here with you.
I thought it was, I got one more thing I wanted to add to the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
I wish.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting marketing ploy, but also going on with some of the notable Wisconsin headlines is over at the Journal Sentinel, talking about how Milwaukee is one of the only places in the world where you can have a city that is celebrating all of the different festivals that it will be celebrating this year. So festival season kicking off on the Summerfest grounds, the Henry Mayer Festival grounds on Milwaukee's lakefront. And that was a close runner-up. Can you hear me?
Yeah, buddy, I got you.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear myself. And then, all right. But talking about all the festivals going around the area for the city of Milwaukee, including Summerfest, but all of the Irish Fest, German Fest, Festa Italiana, and so many more. So that is another very Wisconsin headline of the week. But it is very fascinating to see the Wienermobile changing its name to the Frankmobile.
This is not a good thing. No one wins here. Like you said, it's almost a century of lore, of established presence.
Did you ever get to tour one?
Maybe in school once. If I did, it was, I can say this now, over 20 years ago.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah.
I had friends that used to like follow it around when it was in town to try to see, wait to get it to stop, because they always gave the whistles away.
Oh, yeah. No, so they were pumped, ready to go.
So there was always, throughout the summers in high school, the friends would be driving around for Wienermobile sightings and try. I believe one of my friends got to sit in the front seat. I would have to ask him real quick to find out if that truly was the case. But that was... for a while there, I feel like that's a Wisconsin tradition, is going and getting your picture taken with the Wienermobile, but now it's going to be the Frankmobile.
And there are six of them, you know? There are six Wienermobiles.
What?
So they can be everywhere at once. That's right. There are
six
of them.
Did we have one specifically located here in Wisconsin? Because I know that the Oscar Mayer is now left from the Madison plant. But next closest plant, I want to say, is Davenport or Des Moines.
I can only imagine that, yeah, they do strategically space them out, right? But there is an app. There's an app that you can track the Frankmobile now?
The
Frankmobile, that's right.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to see. Well, that's a cool app. The Civic Media app, much, much cooler. But that I may have to see if I can get that onto my smartphone and see what we're going about tracking the Frankmobile throughout the summer. It's definitely something I know some of the young kids, even in the high schoolers, chasing it around. So it's an icon here in Wisconsin. Very interesting to see. I wonder if it's going to get renamed. Say they change the recipe again, Evan, if it's going to get renamed to be the Wienermobile one day, or if it's going to forever be the Frankmobile.
They might as well. If they change it now, then, you know, anything can happen. You know, yeah. My world has been shaken.
It's the most Wisconsin headline of the week. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. Really appreciate, again, State Representative Francesca Hong for joining us, giving us a breakdown of her proposal and a bipartisan proposal to go before the state legislature to include Asian American and Hmong heritage in history lessons for public schools, giving us a breakdown of the budget negotiations and the shared revenue proposals. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Have an excellent weekend. Dueling Tangents will be back at 2 p.m. on Monday. We'll talk to y'all then.
What the hell are you doing?
We're streaking.
The male reproductive organ, also known as tallywhacker, schlong. Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Russian mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin backed off his battle to restore justice just hours ago, ordering his fighters to stop their march on Moscow and return to base. Russian President Putin had called the mutiny a stab in the back. The BBC's Sue Montgomery with more.
The president of Belarus said he had negotiated a deal with Yevgeny Prigozhin, in which the mercenary leader had agreed to stop further movements of Wagner fighters in Russia and de-escalate. The apparent deal comes after the authorities in Moscow imposed anti-terrorism rules in anticipation of Wagner forces arriving in the capital. Red Square was sealed off.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. The president spoke by phone this morning with the leaders of France, Germany, and the UK. He was briefed on the unfolding situation in Russia by the secretaries of state and defense, and aides say he'll continue to be briefed as he spends the rest of the weekend at Camp David. Mr. Biden traveled there with his national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, in tow.
Turning now to abortion as the nation marks 1 year since Roe v. Wade was overturned, and now some 25 million women live in states that have banned or restricted abortion. Republican presidential candidate and former Vice President Mike Pence told a gathering in Washington, D.C.
We will support women in crisis pregnancies with resources and support for their care, for the unborn, and for the newborn, as never before.
Vice President Harris strongly defended reproductive rights at an event in North Carolina.
These medical professionals, people who have dedicated themselves to the care of perfect strangers, have told me that they fear being prosecuted and going to jail. And be clear, in Texas and Alabama, doctors and nurses could go to prison for life.
That trend toward green food is turning to ice cream now. CBS's Danya Backus.
Ice cream chain Salt and Straw is scooping up flavors using upcycled ingredients like day-old bread.
We're trying to shock people a little bit to start thinking about food in different ways.
Nearly 450 products now carry the upcycling certified seal by the Upcycled Food Association in hopes of raising awareness that old things can be made new.
The 15-year-old granddaughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is working on a picture book honoring the civil rights leader and his wife, Coretta Scott King. Yolanda Renee King's We Dream a World features illustrations by an award-winning artist. It will be published next January, shortly before what would have been Dr. King's 95th birthday. The younger King calls the book a love letter in his honor. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ashley Stars and Stripes sale is happening now. Don't miss instant savings on select items up to $1,000 off throughout the store and online. And as a special thank you to our community heroes, all veterans and active military will receive 10% off their purchase. Plus, we offer special financing options for every budget. These 4th of July furniture and mattress deals are only available for a limited time. Visit your local Ashley store or ashley.com to shop and save today. Only at Ashley.
Have you seen the cost of eggs lately? With these prices, we'd barely be scraping by if it weren't for Dave. It's the banking app that advances us up to $500 instantly. There's no interest, late fees, or credit checks. No joke. You can get extra cash for anything your family needs. Download the Dave app now or go to Dave.com. For terms and conditions, go to Dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve, member FDIC.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186. 954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Cloudy tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 62. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 74. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 59. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 91.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last Friday before the election. The Pink Floyd Echoes of Pompeii concert weekend at the Barrymore Theater. Our buddy Rocker is going to join us at 4:20. Rocker threatens to have another pair of tickets to give away on this big program today. Also, coming up in the Happier Happy Hour, my partner, CEO of Civic Media, Sage Weil, he's coming on the big program, and he's going to answer the haters. There are some haters that don't love us as much as you find people do. So we'll discuss in the Happier Happy Hour. And also, I've got a gift suggestion. The weather's starting to turn. It's fall-like, if nothing else. Felt like summer this week, and now it's going to turn a little cooler, at least a little stormy. You with me, Dom?
Yeah, it's a little stormy out there, Crudy. Happy Friday, buddy.
Oh, thank you. Back at you, man. A little freaky Friday. Last Friday before the midterms. You looking forward to it, Dom?
Yeah,
well, the midterms and the weekend. I know you live for the weekend.
It has been off the hook, man. We've been burning the candle at both ends, as a lot of people in this political world have been doing. So, audience, man, stick it together. Keep it together. We can do this. Just a few more days.
You know, I saw my partner yesterday, and I said, you know what this company really needs? For everyone to go get drunk. I wish we were in the same town, buddy. We'd do it. Well, that'll have to wait until Tuesday night, election night.
Oh, well, I'll be there tomorrow, Crudy.
Oh, you're coming to me? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot. You're going to be
at the Pink Floyd tribute band, man. Absolutely.
Echoes of Pompeii at the Barrymore Theater. I understand there's probably some tickets still available for sale. And also, although I have not yet confirmed, one more pair.
Ooh.
We're giving away on today's show.
Awesome.
So, Dom, you get a pair, and I get a pair. And Farmer Bill got a pair, and I forget, we gave a pair earlier this week, so we got one more pair to give. We give and we give around here, Dom.
Give till it hurts, baby.
And we also, you know, we allow you to give as well. Give us a call, see what I did there, 844-967-2789. Dom, we air the grievances on Friday. And let me just tell you, my wife's been out of town. She's been doing a little shopping. Even in her absence, the Amazon boxes, they come to the house. And I haven't done any of my shopping yet. None like, of my kind of holiday like shopping.
Holiday, man? Come on, man.
Get an early start. It's November,
like 6 weeks. Yeah, don't worry about it, man. Go the night of.
Well, it's easy to shop for the ones you're close to, the ones you love, Dom, because you pay attention and you... I know you do. You're probably a wonder. No, actually, it's
no,
not. You.
I'm
You're
not
a
great.
Bad gift giver. I try to be a thoughtful gift giver, you know. At least for those that, you know, make me thoughtful.
You know, loose joints is always a big
oh,
one
that's
for me. I
got to
say, hey, I wrapped you something. Huh?
Dominic, I have a gift suggestion for you and everyone in the audience, you know, for the holidays. From our friends over at the Penzi Spice,
you know, the spice retailer and their new mixing up business and politics for the holiday is the January 6th gift box, Dom. As it says here at the Journal Sentinel, I found it just a few minutes ago, Dom. Penzies is at it again. It's no secret the Wauwatosa-based spice and seasoning company has a political agenda. It did, after all, introduce a spice named Outrage of Love, criticizing Republican lawmakers in their response to the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. This election season, Pinzi has been offering a January 6th box with three different spices, the largest of which is called Justice. The label reads, "Justice is the light that has guided America through every storm. Now one party wants to obstruct it, twist it, steal it away from we the people to gift it to their donors." It also carries the not-so-subtle message, season liberally. Dom, the two other seasons, one called Pasta Sprinkle and the other Mural of Flavor, don't seem to carry any political overtones. Why, Pinsies? Why? Pinsies has locations in 24 states and has been offering the boxes a free gift with the purchases of $10 or more while supplies last and selling it online. Along with spice jars, the box included a red, white, and blue heart-shaped sticker that says, "I will vote 11-8-2022 and remember January 6th.
It's just one jar that says justice on it. I mean, come on. Oh, I certainly appreciate it. I love Penzies for their lefty political activism and sticking it to the righties.
There's a little more there. There's a little more cleverness, Dom. The box also comes with tip cards detailing dishes that pair well with each of the spices in the box. There's a fourth card that encourages customers to remember January 6th in November. Kind of has a rhymey quality to it, doesn't it, Dom? Here's a little quote. "On January 6th, the top leaders of the Republican Party plotted to overthrow our democracy," the card reads. "Since that day, all Republicans in the U.S. Senate and the U.S. Congress have either agreed to obstruct the investigation of the Republican coup leaders or have been removed from power in their party for refusing to do so." Well, that seems quite pointed, Dom, if not just a little spicy. This is far from the first time the company or CEO Bill Pinzi has taken political stance. In the past, revenue from the online store was used for online ads calling for the impeachment of Donald Trump. A few other prominent companies tend to be associated with one political leaning or the other. Well, Dom, we know about the Uhlines, Richard and Dick and Elizabeth, big donors to Republican causes, right?
Yes.
And there's also what? Well, I guess it's mostly them and the Penzies. According to this article,
well, can't forget ABC Supply, the widow Hendricks.
Dominic Penzies was unable to make someone available for comment Friday, but on the company's website, the owner blasts Republicans and says if companies can't tolerate that, I'm sad to say you might be happier elsewhere.
If customers cannot tolerate it, you might be happier elsewhere.
That Bill Penzi, he's a little salty, Dom.
Yeah, see what you did there as well. That's cute. I'm glad. Good. You know, kind of continues on the tradition at Penzi's. But you could have, what about like bear spray? Something more. Some of the weapons that were used. Flagpole. This. Incorporate perhaps
pepper
a little
spray
more
spice.
Yeah, there you go. Pepper spray. Like that.
When you
like
want to spice it up at home,
a little pepper spray.
Dominic, you want to hear another tradition? Ron Johnson fighting for tax cuts.
Of course.
There is a new article, Daniel Bice, Mary Spicuzza, and Andrew Hahn at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel here in our backyard, Dom. Obviously, 4 days till the midterm elections. And what was described as America's most vulnerable incumbent Republican, Ron Johnson. Well, Dom, a little late breaking news, a little late for an October surprise, but this should surprise no one in the audience. Apparently, Ron put together some tax cuts that benefited his family as they were amassing luxury real estate all around the country. Shocker. let's read beyond the headlines, Tom. Gonna help me on this one?
I'll jump in. Johnson has acknowledged that a major provision he fought to insert in Trump's signature 2017 tax bill helped his old plastics firm and many others financially. What he didn't say was how much it could be benefiting members of his family. The provision
gave it in the family time.
Yeah, man. The provision gave a huge tax cut to companies called pass-throughs, limited liability companies, and other firms that pass all their income onto the owners or investors. Companies structured this way, often small, family-owned businesses, are not subject to corporate income tax. They pay at the personal tax rate, Curdy. Records show that Johnson's three adult children are the beneficiaries of a family trust and are listed as managers of about 10 companies registered with the State Department of Financial Institutions. Many of the companies also list Johnson's wife, Jane, as a manager. Those LLCs and
you
the family
shell
trusts,
corporations.
Hey, you can set up an LLC for like $150 with the state. Those LLCs and the family trust own about 24 properties around the nation with assessed values of about $21 million, according to the Journal Sentinel Review of
nice
property records
portfolio.
And other documents. Of course, he faces off against Mandela on Tuesday. Johnson's family real estate investments include two waterfront homes with sweeping views worth a combined $3 million on the picturesque San Juan Islands in the state of Washington. Four condominiums near a ski resort in Park City, Utah. Three Florida houses worth a total of $4 million. A $1.5 million Washington, D.C. townhome on Constitution Avenue. And two Fish Creek condominiums in Door County. Johnson and his wife also have an LLC that owns the building and property for Packer LLC, the Oshkosh plastics firm he sold in 2020. On his U.S. Senate financial disclosure form, Johnson said he receives between $100,000 and $1 million annually in rent on the property valued from $5 to $25 million. And two Johnson family companies that own the most properties are JFT Investments and Atlas Capital RE.
Dominic, let me take over. In May, Johnson and his wife listed assets worth $16.5 million and $78.3 million, about the same as the previous year. Johnson wasn't required to list his salary of $174,000. But you know what he's been saying, Dom. On a number of occasions, the Wisconsin Republican has complained about only doubling his net worth since taking office in 2011.
Oh, poor guy, man. What a sacrifice.
He could have made more and had not taken all his marketable securities and placed them in cash. But apparently, Dom, he's been making up for it in shrewd real estate investments, shielded, and tax trusts, right? What a sweet deal for him and the family. You know, it's a legacy. If you can't give your family a little nepotism through the tax codes or your big donors, who are you gonna favor? Certainly not the working man.
Not working for the people, man. Who's got time for that?
Come back working for you, Devil's Advocates.
So they say.
Democracy matters, especially when it is inconvenient.
The exact exchange and nuance of phrase in this ritual is very important.
Because we're very high.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I'm wearing the red. Badger weekend, baby. Badgers play in Michigan State in hockey at 6 o'clock. We're kind of the pregame show for WFHR because they got our Badger hockey outlet, Civic Media app. If you don't have it yet, you know, you can stream the Badgers on the Civic Media app. And also this weekend, got a Badger football game. Looking forward to that. And also, Dom, you know, around here, we like to unplug from the politics a little bit on the weekend, even the weekend before the election. And when we do so, might as well go to a Pink Floyd show at the Barrymore Theater, Echoes of Pompeii, and our buddy Rocker from Maxinct Radio. Rocker, this is kind of your guys' party going on, isn't it?
That's right, Fruity. Max Inc. Radio presents, along with the Barrymore Theater, Echoes of Pompeii. And they're a tribute to Pink Floyd, and they're from the Chicago area. And they've been doing this for about 20 years, so they're just an amazing 11-piece band. And I brought them in here 2019. They played Madison at Atwood Fest and completely blew away the crowd. There was probably 6,000 people, you know, singing to all the songs. And this time we're bringing them up to the Barrymore Theater with the laser light show, the big screens, two sets, and they're also going to play Wish You Were Here, the album, in its full entirety.
That's awesome.
And so this is going to be a fun show. Plus, like, you know, tons of hits, tons of Dark Side, tons of Animals. You know, they don't miss a thing.
Rocker, I hear you guys on Saturday night doing the rock and roll show, and you have many of the local musicians in, and I love hearing their stories. Can I tell you my Wish You Were Here story? When I was a young private first class in the Army, I had the Wish You Were Here cassette tape on my Walkman, and I would play it all night until I fell asleep in my bunk thinking, God, I had to get up in like 4 hours. But I listened to that album constantly, man. That was my favorite album in the Army, Rocker.
Oh, man, I know. Well, you know, Wish You Were Here is, well, I think you Wish You Were Here, the actual song, is their most popular song, without a doubt. And I think everybody loves Wish You Were Here. When they were playing Atwood Fest, it was completely unbelievable because they kind of stopped playing during the chorus, and the audience, all 6,000 people, just continued singing a cappella.
Yeah, that's
and it was
awesome.
Probably one of the most amazing experiences I've ever seen. And I mean, these guys are just an incredible band.
Buddy, we don't normally see like an 11-piece band showing up for a local gig, do we?
No. And, you know, one thing that they have, and they're just brilliant at, they have these three amazing female backing vocals in true Pink Floyd style. And you know they're going to do Great Gig in the Sky. And I've seen them do it. And it is like, you know, it gives you tingles in your spine. It's pretty crazy.
Rocker, you know what gives me tingles up my leg at least? Free tickets, man. I understand, although I don't want to commit on your behalf. But I understand, as we're still promoting, tickets still available for purchase at the Barrymore Theater, I assume. But Rocker, right now, I hear you got a special announcement, dude.
I do. You know, tickets are available at the Barrymore box office, but you can also get them at Star Liquor, Mad City Music, B-Side Records on State Street, Frugal Muse, Strictly Discs, and, of course, BarrymoreLive.com. And so, yeah, Curdy, let's give away one more pair of tickets. I mean, it's going to be just an amazing show. It'd be fabulous to win, and I'm going to be there. I'm going to be having a great time.
Rocker, as long as I can set completely arbitrary criterion for giving them yes. off to the audience.
I would say, you know, give them to, what is it, the customary, like the third caller?
No, that sounds like a plan. We don't do it like that. It's got to be like completely arbitrary, Rocker.
Arbitrary, man. To the host's whim, Rocker. That's how we like to do it. All right, real quick, we've got a couple minutes left.
I see CJ calling. CJ, I assure you, I don't want to see you at the Pink Floyd show.
So, Rocker, what time does the show start? Is there an opening band? What can you tell us about the deets, man?
Well, there's no opening band at all, so it starts 8 p.m.
He mentioned two sets, Dom.
Two sets, and they're going to be big, long sets. I mean, you're going to see everything. It's going to be pretty amazing. So 8 p.m. showtime, there will be an intermission, and 7 p.m. doors. So, yeah, get there. It's open seating, so, you know, get there early so you don't get bull rushed, you know, down in the front.
What about the balcony?
That should be an interesting place to be. That's all I have to say.
Because, you know, Dom and I are kind of a back-of-the-bus kind of crew, if you know what I'm saying, Rocker.
I think I smell what you're stepping in, Grudy.
Hey, Rocker, one more quick one, man. Max Inc. Radio, you guys doing a live show this weekend or just going to the show yourselves?
Oh, well, you know, Grudy, I'm going to be really... you know, saddled up with a lot of stuff putting on this show, but I'm going to give a call in. And Jimmy Kay is going to be manning the studio all night. And then interesting, you know, a local musician here in town passed away last week, Nick Clutter from the Pine Travelers. And so at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., Jimmy's going to dedicate that hour to Nick and play a whole bunch of Pine Travelers. And then, of course, Max and Kevy, 10 p.m. to midnight.
When they often play Iron Plow. Rocker from the Max Inc. Radio. Man, if you got to play, you know, if the Republicans can play nepotism, why not the Max Inc. Radio crew? I'd be playing my own music too, dude.
Well, it's a lot of fun, you know, and I like to get in there and, you know, kind of put my stuff up, you know, with everyone else's. I mean, we're writing the original music and recording it and getting it out there just like any other band, really, And I guess if I wasn't in the band and I sent it to myself, I would still want to play it.
Awesome. Well, you are the drummer in the band and the hostess with the mostest of the Max Inc. Radio. Tune in right here on Saturday night or join us at the Echoes of Pompeii, the Pink Floyd tribute band at the Barrymore Theater. Check in with the box office there to get free tickets or call in with the Devil's Advocates, giving away arbitrarily. I haven't decided the criterion yet. I won't tell you until after you win.
Thanks, Rocker.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you tomorrow night.
So ya thought ya might like to.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Start Your Engines, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm really digging Nate Smith's debut album. Not only did he release a debut album, but he took a chance, something that I don't think has ever been done before, and released a deluxe version as well. If you like the song Whiskey on You, you're going to love this entire album. It's available wherever you buy or stream music. 1 in 4 car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let the professional parts people test your battery for free at O'ReillyAutoParts.com.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed.